Our story today called Easter Snow by Kim Shorty. Gail loved the springtime. She loved to see the leaves budding out on the trees, and she smiled as she listened to the birds call to one another, and she loved being able to play outside again after a long and cold winter. The thing Gail loved the most about springtime, though, was buying her new Easter clothes. Gail and her two sisters would walk with their mom to the big store on Halstead. Her mother would patiently scour the racks, looking for a bargain. All three of the girls would wear matching dresses each year. It would be topped off with a brand new shiny pair of shoes. Gail and her sisters loved the trip because they knew money was tight, and this special yearly purchase was usually a big sacrifice for her parents, but they insisted all four of the children would have brand new outfits each year. On Easter Sunday, all six of the family members would wake up early and get ready for Mass. And this was a regular Sunday routine for all of them, but there was something extra special and magical about Easter Sunday. Bill and Lorraine, Gail's parents, would clean the house from top to bottom the day before Easter, and on Easter morning, everything from the dust in the hidden corners to Billy's stubborn collar could be licked down and shining in place. Bill would open the door to the sunshine and herd his family, walking and smiling, the six blocks to St. Gabriel Church on the south side of Chicago. One year, though, the family walked out not to the usual sunshine, but rather to a foot of snow. It had come down hard overnight, and the accumulation was great. Gail was upset, and so were the other girls. "Oh, no, my shoes," cried Gail. Her sister Ellen was trying to smooth down her hair and so the wind wouldn't blow it all over. Her sister Kathy trying desperately to pull her dress lower over her knees so her legs wouldn't be so cold. And as they walked to Mass, they grumbled about the snow, but their mother Lorraine began to tell them about the special blessing of an Easter snow. "You see, kids," she began, "you're cold now, and this is a reminder of us to the cold and loneliness that Jesus felt while he was on the cross." She waved her hands in front of her. "The quiet and stillness of this morning is the same stillness that descended upon the earth in the hours after Jesus died." Then she pointed to the ground and said, "The snow is white, which can remind us of the salvation Christ gave to us when he died for our sins." Young Billy interrupted, "But Mommy said it's Easter." His mother smiled and answered, "Indeed it is. You see the sun poking its way through the clouds?" And she continued, "This is the promise of new life. Just as the sun is guaranteed to shine down and melt away all of the snow, Jesus is guaranteed to conquer death and live again." As the family continued their walk and talk, they forgot about how cold they were and instead smiled and laughed at their newfound revelation of the blessing of Easter snow. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "So whoever is in Christ is a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come." Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn's Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.